Napanee's Arts Advisory Committee is taking over Music by the River, a live music series in Napanee. The committee noted they'll be scaling back to just two performances throughout 2025. Counselor and member of the Arts Advisory Committee, Bob Norrie, explained the role the committee is taking in running the event. He noted that through other venues that wouldn't affect their budget, there would be more than two performances.
We've scaled it right back, or the thinking of it, to just twice, once in July, once in August, two entertainers each time. I've spoken to the sound person. He's charging the same as last year. He's been very fair. And we're looking for local talent. So we've scaled it back to just what we think is good. And we're working closely with Michelle Hauser for other venues. So there will be music down there more than just twice, but that's what the group has come to.
The committee has partnered with a company called Harmony to look after sponsorship for the event. Norrie noted the company is responsible for lining up the sponsorships while the committee pays the artists. Norrie mentioned the committee's small budget and a study they did last year to monitor attendance.
We just have a small budget with a limited budget for advertising as well. We did a study of how many people came last year. Appreciate those that come, but and the amount of people it takes to set up, and you need some of us there. So we just decided we're going to try it twice this year and then piggyback with what happens with Harmony.
CAO Matthew Grant explained how the committee's budget works.
As part of this effort, they are looking to expend a portion of their budget, as yet undisclosed, towards that effort. They do have $5,000 that has been budgeted through the town's municipal budget process. Should there be a desire for any further support from the town, that would come in the form of a recommendation from the committee to council for approval, such as staff time or other resources.
Councillors Angela Hicks and Dave Pinnell showed their support for live music in the area.
People can come by boat and sit and listen to the music.
I just think that any time that we can promote anything around our river, that natural beauty we have in this town, we have to utilize that much more than what we are, and I think we're on the right way. Come on in by boat, tie up and listen to it, and it's just great. So anytime that I can help promote that, I'm all for it.
Councillor Mike Shank was hopeful the event would be able to expand again in the future, noting public input.
I fully support what Bob and the Arts Committee, our advisory committee, is doing. I live so close, right on the water along Highway 33 in Loyalist. They have a bath every weekend. They have, and it's very well attended there. So if it's very well attended here and it's a takeoff here, we can increase those dates. You know what I mean? Because I've had some phone calls where the same jumps, you know, well, why is there only two? Why can't there be five? Well, the committee is the one. I'm not part of that committee. I let the committee go through its process and go from there.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.